If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Talking to the moon. People have stopped going into space just at the moment for a few months. Last year, you couldn't move for fuckers popping into space. Jeff Bezos popping into space with William Shatner when the world collectively thought as one. Have we all died during the global pandemic? Is this now the weird dream surreal phase when Jeff Bezos goes into space with William Shatner? Then Elon Musk, of course, firing his ridiculous rockets into space for no reason, like the most extravagant fireworks show from a man celebrating his psychopath diagnosis. But Elon Musk has taken this to bizarre new boundaries. He's taken it to bizarre new worlds, new galaxies, when last week he challenged Vladimir Putin to a duel. So first he challenged him to a single combat fight, you know, essentially a duel, saying the stakes would be Ukraine. And he tagged in the Kremlin Twitter account like a desperate fan tagging in Beyonce or something. Love you, Beyonce. At Beyonce. 2 minutes later, Beyonce, hi. Hello. You're not... What? What, no response again? Rude. And yes, so far, no official response from the Russian government. Now, of course, I'm not stupid. Nor is Elon Musk, despite him encouraging someone to throw a stone into the window of his Tesla to prove the window wouldn't break. And then when it immediately broke, he laughs and says, do it again. Encourages the guy to throw a little pebble again at another window and that breaks as well. Have you seen that video? The stones are so small and they're thrown so weakly. I swear, if I threw a stone that weakly at the windows of my Nissan Qashqai, there would be no way in the world they would break. But I'm not going to try it though, because I'm not a nutcase. And then the worst part is Elon standing in front of this ridiculous car with two smashed windows and just tries to carry on like nothing has happened. And starts telling us about the suspension. We don't believe you about the suspension, mate. We've just seen you throw two tiny pebbles incredibly softly at two, quote, indestructible windows, and they've both smashed to pieces, like the hull of the Titanic. But of course, just like the space rockets and just like the threats to Putin, it doesn't matter, does it? You know, what do you do when you have loads of money? You piss them up the wall, don't you? You know, it doesn't matter if things go wrong. Imagine having his money. This is exactly what you'd end up doing. The end of any collection of money ends up with offering Putin out for a duel. Yeah, and you'd fly out to Russia, wouldn't you, in your cock-shaped rocket. You drive to the Kremlin in your ridiculous car with the smashed out windows, and you'd say, oh, Vladimir, I'm here for the duel. And he'd say, great, because I'm a psychopath too, great. Let's just get the pre-show entertainment from Beyonce. Oh, hi, Beyonce, I sent you a tweet. Did you not get it? Yeah, I got it. I just didn't respond. What? Yeah. I'm sorry, Beyonce, but that's the height of rudeness. That is the height of rudeness. It's off. I'm off. What, no duel? Fire up the rocket engines. I'm going home. What about your car? Leave that here, mate. It's bollocks. The suspension is horse shit. Breaks your fucking back.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.